Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Let's continue with the actions of Samuel Adams, John Hancock, and Richard Henry Lee, the three men whom author Napoleon Hill considers to be the real fathers of American independence. As I described last Friday, Massachusetts Governor Gage made a generous financial offer, really a bribe, to Adams if he were to cease agitating against the British king. The offer also included the threat of being charged with treason and being taken to England for trial if Adams did not accept the bribe. How would you respond if faced with this demand? Adams responded, quote, "Then you may tell Governor Gage that I trust I have long since made my peace with the King of Kings. No personal consideration shall induce me to abandon the righteous cause of my country. And tell Governor Gage it is the advice of Samuel Adams to him no longer to insult the feelings of an exasperated people." Unquote. This enraged Governor Gage, who issued a proclamation that read, quote, "I do hereby, in His Majesty's name, offer and promise His most gracious pardon to all persons who shall forthwith lay down their arms and return to the duties of peaceable subjects, accepting only from the benefit of such pardon Samuel Adams and John Hancock, whose offenses are too flagitious a nature to admit of any other consideration but that of condign punishment," unquote. Adams and Hancock hurriedly called a secret meeting of their staunchest followers. Adams informed those present that a Congress of the Colonists must be organized. Through the Committees of Correspondence, the initial meeting of the First Continental Congress was scheduled for September 5, 1774, in Philadelphia. Before the First Continental Congress meeting, Thomas Jefferson of Virginia published an essay titled "Summary View of the Rights of British America." Upon publication, Jefferson was informed that he was subject to prosecution for high treason against His Majesty's government. This led Jefferson's friend, Patrick Henry, to declare, quote, "If this be treason, then make the most of it," unquote. Come back tomorrow to find out what happened next on the path to American independence, here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.